Hello, everybody. Anton Crayley here, and welcome back to the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. So as you could probably tell from the title of this podcast, we got an interesting story for you today. And this story actually comes from a recent interview I did with a man named Christian, who is one of the newest members of the 100K Club here at Dropship Lifestyle. So we're going to get into that in just a minute or so, and he'll share his story of how he got started and also some insights he's learned along the way of building multiple six-figure dropshipping stores, even way higher than that, since he's been part of Dropship Lifestyle. But I wanted to kind of add on this intro before we got into the interview I did, because one thing people always ask me and have asked me for, you know, the past 10 plus years now since I started Dropship Lifestyle is, what is the difference you see between people who enroll in your coaching program and succeed and those that don't? And it's not, and I'll tell you, this is by speaking with so many people over the years, whether it be on our monthly coaching calls, whether it be at live events we do, whether it be on our Discord server. It is not about having previous technical experience. It's not about being, you know, great with computers or having a degree in marketing or by having multiple successful businesses in the past. The one thing that stands out to me time and time again that really makes those people successful that I speak to is that when they started this thing, they had a strong enough reason why they needed to make this work for them, that they were able to delay gratification and do the work that needs to be done before results come. What I mean by that is most people that haven't had businesses in the past, they are used to working X amount of hours and making X amount of dollars, right? A very simple equation. You go to work, you know what you're going to get paid, your paycheck comes. Now, when it comes to building a business, like I teach at dropshiplifestyle.com in the Dropship Blueprint, you have to do the work first and then the results can come, and not just come once, but come for weeks and months and years. And for me now, going into decades. But for a lot of people, sitting down for that first month or so and building your store and finding suppliers and picking up the phone and calling them to get approved and then uploading those products to your store and then learning how to get your ads all set up and configured. Even when you're following our program, the Dropship Blueprint, which is the best program in the world to show you how to do this, it still does take time. It's not rocket science, but you're going to be putting hours in. And unless you can delay that gratification and really just be able to do the work, knowing you're not making any money as you do it, and most likely you're doing it after your 9 to 5, you're doing it on the weekends, you're putting other things off that would be a lot more fun than calling suppliers to get the work done. The people that I see consistently that actually are able to do that work and do it until they get the results they want are those that have a strong reason why. And like you'll hear in this interview, I think it's pretty clear what Christian's reason why was. So with that being said, that is it for the intro. We'll go ahead and switch into this episode now. You'll meet Christian, hear about some of his story, and again, get those valuable takeaways from what he's learned over his years in Dropship Lifestyle. Right now, I am speaking with Christian from Australia, who's going to be one of the newest members of the 100K Club. So again, we've been speaking offline, but congratulations, Christian. Nice work on what you've been able to achieve with your stores, multiple now. And one of the first things I've been just asking everybody is, when you first got started with this e-commerce business, specifically, I guess, your first one, the first store, do you remember when that first started? Did you have any e-commerce experience before that, or was that your first go at this?
Good question. I've always been an IT person, so I built WordPress sites and just playing around with a few IT projects. But the lesson that I learned is it's just so many sources to be getting from, and I thought it's I was in a point where I need more a structured approach rather than going on my own. Hence, that's where I found, and it was quite a big commitment for me to purchase the class that time. But I'm glad I did it. I spoke to one of my good friends, and he said, just give it a shot, try it for a year and see how it goes. And I'm glad in about 1.5 years, I made my money back. And more importantly, 5 years later, I'm still here and still doing dropship. So thanks, Anton.
Yeah, no, thank you. And I'm curious, and you said about a year or so to make your investment back. Do you remember from when you launched your first store, maybe how long that process took, like building it, going live, and then getting your first sale after it was live?
The build itself probably take about 1.5 months to 2 months. I did it all by myself. So, and then I was quite optimistic because I launched my first shop when my first child was born. So I remember the day I was in a hospital and I was waiting for my wife. I didn't have anything to do, but I thought, let's just launch the shop, the store. And then about a week later, I got my, well, not even a week, a couple of days later, I got my first sale and I didn't know what to do. It was like, oh, what to do? Talk to the
Yeah.
suppliers and whatnot. But I still remember that feeling. But I think the lesson that I learned is, you know, sometimes my expectation for myself is I just have to run all the time. But even we run with limping slowly, but just make one small step, so one day at a time, that will do.
I love it. Yeah, because people obviously always want to get to their goal as quick as possible, but like you said, like I love that too, right? I do like to push, but at the same time, I always say like, who, let's say, I don't want to say worst case scenario is you never do anything, but even if it took somebody 3 years, like working at a snail's pace, slower than a snail's pace, and they got the goal then, it's a lot better than just thinking, I'm not going to do it unless I get it in, a week. So yeah, I think always just keeping that momentum. And I love that you were working on it in the hospital, because I know that feeling. We have two children, my wife and I, and just like sitting on the couch in the hospital room, just waiting, not much to do there. So you definitely made good use of your time. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's I think it's easy to put an excuse on, oh, I'm busy with stuff, but I think at the end of the day it's about priority. So I tell myself, look, I mean, family is always number one, but there are times, downtimes where kids are sleeping, having a nap. That's the time where I can put in a bit more, even though just 10 minutes, 5 minutes, still progress, as you said, but better than
100%.
nothing.
Yeah, no, it adds up. And just final question I'll ask you. I've been asking everybody just to share with the group, the 100K Club. Trying to see if anybody, or especially you right now, has anything that stands out to you, maybe as an inflection point of the business over since 2017, but something along the way that maybe you tried or something you started to do differently that you saw results from that you think might be beneficial to share with others.
Something that that we learn through the hard way is I thought operating business is, especially dropship, is we don't have to do to be very close with the customer. But I think we learned that the more exposure and be vulnerable for us to be contacted with the customer is the feeling of one-on-one, that we are serving the customer one-on-one, it converts more than, I suppose, SEO, good Google ads and whatnot. So for example, when a customer, we put a phone number and SMS and email and whatnot, but when we get an email, we try to understand where they are coming from. We try to adjust the shipping costs. I guess to be more on the customer side, I think that's just the basic of the business that I forgot. I thought, you know, it's all about technically writing a good product description and whatnot, but also just be there with the customer, talking to them directly. Although I don't do it directly, my team does it, but I think I'm glad that my team has the same approach, that it's not just churning reply on emails, not replying on SMS, but also just try to be in the customer's shoes. So I think that's the turning point from our business. We doubled the income when we did a lot of we're taking course more on how to do customer communication and whatnot. So yeah, there are plenty of courses. We just took whatever online and then we do it in the team. We do it together. So yeah.
No, I love that. And I think it's such an important lesson. And I also think it's one of the reasons that, stores like ours and stores like yours can do well. And the reason why people, or one of the reasons why people would want to buy from a store like ours rather than maybe an Amazon, right? Not to say we're going to put Amazon out of business, but they're not, try to get in contact with them and ask them a question about some product you want on their website, the response is not going to be well thought out if you even get one. So yeah, I think that's an awesome tip and something everybody should think about, whether they're doing it yourself or training their team like you've done. So awesome. I appreciate that. And thank you for sharing.
No worries.
And again, I'll just say, again, you know, congratulations on your success thus far and really looking forward to having you as part of this group. So welcome. All right, guys. So as always, I hope you got value from today's episode. If you did, please leave a review for the podcast. It means a lot. And if you're listening on the Spotify app, I'm also going to post a question and a poll below this episode. So please fill that out. I would love to get your feedback. And on top of that, if you're listening and for some reason you are not yet a member of Dropship Lifestyle, be sure to go to dropshipwebinar.com. I will link it up below. I'm hosting a free training there where I'll take you through the exact process that Christian followed. And I will also give you a list of 500 profitable product ideas so that you know what to sell online. Again, link in the episode description. So thank you all. I appreciate you. And I will talk to you in the next episode of the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.